We are excited that they're going to be with us in service. And I noticed that the month of May, I haven't got last month or this month's stuff, but the month of May, our Tuesday night's attendance has been real weak. It ought to be the strongest, because that's the night we try to teach. Tuesday night's not just some extra service that we have. It is a service. Amen. Amen. And there are people that can't be here due to work, but there are people that can be here. Right. There's people drive 60 miles, and there's people that live 4 miles. Amen. Can't get to church on time. Amen. And we need to be here. Amen. The house of God should never be an option. Right. Never. Amen. If this lady right here and myself, amen, if we judged it by feelings, amen, we would never be in the house of God sometimes, because, amen, a weariness and things happen. Amen. There's times we come to church hurting. Amen. So feelings, like we talked about last Sunday night, should not be the tyrant.
Right.
Emotions.
Right.
Amen. This is where I need to be. Amen. You want God to heal you? Amen. We go to the doctor many times, and we believe and have more trust in the doctor than in the house of God. Amen. I want the church to realize, amen, we need church. Hallelujah. We need the house of God. Amen. Make your commitment to be here. Amen. Every time you can. Praise God. I love what I feel in God tonight. I'm appreciative of the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the service this morning, what God did. Amen. In a beautiful manner. And if you, tonight in this place, if you have your Bible, want to turn with me to Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. We want to go to the book of Ephesians. Amen. And thank you, young people, all the young people in the 1st, 2nd row of chairs tonight in all the service. You need to be in the front at all, a part of the service. Amen. We mentioned that. And that way, you're not distracted. Amen. I want you up front. Amen. You know, my pastor practiced that. And when I went to Porter, Texas in Bible college, amen, I found very quickly Brother Green pastored that. And he, same way there. Amen. And I preach many places. And when I go there, it's the same thing everywhere I go, of a good, solid church with a good, solid pastor. Their young people are up front. Amen. And thank you, parents, for helping me and standing with me. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. We're so blessed for the grace of God. And let me just say this while we're talking on this. Amen. Young people and everybody. I mean, there's some people have to go to the bathroom, but if we be conscious, amen, try to get the bathroom done before service and all that. Amen. It's sad. In the middle of a service, you watch people walk in and out, going to the restroom. If you got to go, we understand that. But there's some people make it a good habit. Or a bad habit, let's put it that way. Make good habits, amen, instead of bad habits. It's kind of like in the military, in war, if the enemy could wound a soldier, he's taking out 3, because it takes 2 more to haul them off, right? So it's taking 2 other people out. And when you distract in a service, no telling who you're distracting from getting what God has. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. Scripture says here, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, Paul's writing, it is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of God. He said, of all the least people, this grace has purposely given me the opportunity to preach to the Gentiles, those people who have never tapped into God's order, the unfathomable, unsearchable riches of God. I think we have something to offer to our world today. Verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. And he said, it's a great thing to make men to see, to bring to light this great hidden mystery that has been a mystery for ages. And he said, God has ordained it. There's been a grand purpose. And God's revealing that right now. Verse 10, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And he said, these great mysteries that has been hidden is made known by the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God by the church. That complicated thing that everybody just don't understand. It's something about it. He said to angels, principalities and powers. And he said, it's revealed to them. And it's revealed to humanity. And he said, the grandstand that has his eye on the church are the angels. And they see you responding to the plan of God and the Spirit of God. And they are amazed. And it is mind-boggling to know that God of all creation has chose you and I and given us the opportunity to know his grace and goodness today. Aren't you thankful for Calvary, what Calvary's done for us? Amen. Amen. Would you lift your hands in the sanctuary? Amen. Let's thank God for his purpose tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace and mercy today. God, everything you've given. Thank you, God, for the freedom and opportunity that you've blessed us, Lord Jesus. You've given us hope. You've given us power. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, we worship you, and we magnify your name today. Thank you for what you're going to do. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Amen. And Paul said, my reason for preaching is being revealed. He said, of all the people, I'm the least. But I have a great, great opportunity to share and to shed abroad the reason of reasons why, amen, God, amen, has held back that reason, but his power in my life and the love that I found in God is something that amazes people. The angels of heaven are looking tonight and they're going, look at it. The grace and the glory of God, the power of God is unfolding in that life. And the angels are amazed at the power of God. Amen. How it's unveiled and it unfolds in the life of somebody. Are you thankful that God has an ever unfolding plan for you? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't die for the spotted owl. He didn't die for the whale. He didn't die for a dog. He didn't die for a cat, but he died for you and I. Amen. Of all creation, amen, you're the masterpiece of creation that he paid the price for. And of all creation and of all the people of the earth, you are the one that he chose to wear his name in water baptism. Paul said, for this reason, I bow my knee before the Father, even from whom all the family in heaven and earth derives his name. I want to tell somebody, it is a privilege to be part of the plan of God. What a privilege to have an opportunity in the playing part of God, as being like Hebrews the 11th chapter says, you have something that even the heroes of faith didn't have. Amen. Are you glad tonight that you are part of God's amazing team? God's amazing people that know his plan and his power. God didn't leave you out, but God has a spot for you in his mighty army and his mighty team and his mighty scheme of grace today. Amen. God's whole plan is being fulfilled because of your life. Amen. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise for that tonight. Hallelujah. I've been with people that had no clue of God. Their minds was absent. They had no radar or no presence, no anything, a consciousness of God Almighty. And you would think, well, doesn't God put inside somebody a bit of acknowledgement or anything? I've been around people who were ruthless and heartless and wrapped up in self. Amen. And they had no consciousness of the Spirit and the work of God or the Word of God. But that's okay. I'm thankful that there's an opportunity for whosoever. Amen. The word of God comes, and when God turns a light on, I don't care how bad an individual they may be or conscienceless they are. Amen. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost that works in a life. Amen. Saul thought he had everything. He was a man who had such a zeal and authority in his life that he would go arrest people that called themselves Christians. But on the road to Damascus, God had a purpose for him. God blinded old Saul, and Saul said, "Lord, who art thou? I want to know who you are." The Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And the Lord had a plan for him. Are you thankful for the day that the plan of God met your life? That God said, "Stephen, I have a purpose for you, and I'm not going to give up on you." Somebody mentioned today, amen, as long as somebody has a pulse and somebody has a little breath of air, there's still hope for their soul. And I'm glad that there's a hope for my soul, but I found something greater than just a hope. I have a purpose. You're the character in God's hero book, God's plan. Amen. Why be something else? Made up mind is amazing. And many people looking for outward success. But Paul says, "I'm not praying for outward success." He said, "But I'm praying for strength with power through that inner man," he talks about. And that's the real source of having the transformation inside of your life. When we bow to the fatherhood, amen, of God Almighty in our life that governs the whole world, the creator and the purpose of creation. And we look to God and we begin to look to him and say, "God, I want to be in line with your purpose. I want to be right in the center of your plan. I don't want to be on the edge. I don't want to be on the outside. I don't want to be on the cross, the boundary of the city limits, but I want to be right there in the plan." One man in Canada said, "I want to be under the spout where the glory comes out." Amen. I want to be under that flow of God. And I want to be right in the middle of the plan of God. What a great privilege tonight you have as an individual to be able to come to the house of God and raise that banner of godliness and righteousness in your life, knowing it's not by your goodness, knowing that not by your ways, it's not by your works, but it's by God's plan and God's goodness and God's grace that you can even come tonight. Amen. In fact, it's like this. God didn't conquer me and make me a slave. God didn't tackle me and put leg irons on me. God didn't shackle me with great heavy bonds. Amen. God didn't use a force to take me down and to make me this, but God's grace has come to my life and God has given me the beautiful opportunity to live for him. Amen. I'll tell you what God came with today. Amen. God's great love came to my life. The great love of Jesus Christ is amazing. How the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts of his people. Amen. When you find the love of God, there's nothing that will equate the power and the love of our Savior. Amen. When the love of God's alive in your life, it's wonderful. It's amazing because the love of God, whenever it comes to you, you realize that you don't deserve an ounce of it. You don't deserve the grace and the goodness of God. But oh, how wonderful it is to know that he loves you and he helps you and he guides you and he's a God that cares about you. The world don't care a flip about you. Amen. But God cares everything about you. Amen. And we know that it's not by superior intellect. It's not personal insight. But together with God, when our love all of a sudden changes. I mean, the Bible talks about us loving the things of the world, loving the flesh, loving all these different things. And you will find in your life that those things are all empty promises. Mankind begin to think, if I could only have this, or I only could do that, or only be that. Amen. If only, but you'll never have it on your own. Amen. Only Jesus, like we said this morning, can satisfy the soul. There's nothing like getting together with God. Amen. You were meant to couple with the Almighty God. You were meant to have the love of God in your spirit, in your heart. Amen. There's something that surpasses all knowledge. It can't be grasped and dissected. Amen. I don't understand the love of God. I would never will. Why would God love me? I don't know why he died. I don't know why, but friend, amen, he did, and I want to receive it. I want to get every drop and every measure that God has for me. Thankful to be right in the context of God's plan, right in the middle of his grace and power. Amen, friend. When you worship God tonight and you love God back, there's something that the angels are amazed. Amen. The angels look at you, amen, because you got what the angels don't have. You have what the creation don't have. You are God's wonderful choice. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so beautiful to watch the love of God at work. And this is not an academic sense. Amen. It's not comprehended. You can scratch your head and try to figure it out. Amen. We can't do that. But I'm so thankful that the love of God has made a difference in my life. God has transformation. God has power. Amen. Not only does he change you, but he gives you a love in your life that you begin to love him and you begin to say, hey, the love of the world and the love for the things around me are not worth it. The problem is when we start dying spiritually is when we don't feed that relationship with God. There are people that say they love God, but they don't love the things of God. They love the assistance of God. They love the help of God. They love the intervention of God. But friend, when you love God, you're going to love everything about him. You're going to love, amen, being part of his kingdom. I want to tell somebody, I want to fall in love all over again with Jesus Christ. I want that love to be that thing that unfolds in my life. Love is not just something that you have one time. Love is not a one time date with God, but love is a relationship that grows every day, a love that begins to develop, a love that will keep you, a love that will guide you, a love that will reward you. Man, it pays to love God, don't it? Woo, because it's like this. You know, what I owe through my love is not very much compared to what I receive. You start giving God attention. How wonderful it is when you focus your love and your attention on God. Amen. All of a sudden, it makes a grand connection. Amen. I don't care where you're at. Amen. Many times, I just stop and pause and I put it in neutral in life. And when I got overwhelmed the other day, things were happening. And I mean, man, very quickly, amen, emotions started rising. And I realized very quickly, if I follow the lead of my emotions, amen, my emotions are going to cause me to have a train wreck in life. I just need the grace of God. And I stopped a little bit and I began to pull away. I couldn't handle the situation very much more. And I knew I was at my breaking point. Amen. And I used something sensible. I got away, and the only thing I could say, I didn't know how to pray, believe it. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to. And so when you don't know what to do, how to do it, amen, and you at the end, so to speak, of your rope, or the dead end of your life, or the dead end of your vocabulary, or the dead end of your know-how, let me give you a little help. Amen. I'm thankful that when I get to that place, I have learned this. Amen. If you would just stop everything else, and get to that place and just say, Jesus. When you don't know what to say, I can say his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I leaned back in that recliner in that dark room, and I started saying, Jesus. Amen. I couldn't say anything else because I didn't know what to say. Amen. I didn't know all these things. I didn't know how to handle. I started saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. Oh, friend, when I started whispering his name, and I started loving his name. You see, most people call on the name of the Lord and they're wanting a 911 type of call. Amen. But friend, when you call on him in love and whispered his name in love and adoration, something begins to happen. Pretty soon that old dark, weary, dreary storm I was in began to change.
because I start feeling the presence of the Almighty God. There's something about loving God. There's something about loving God back. There's something about giving God that attention and realizing, hey friend, while he was on the cross, you were on his mind, but he hasn't failed you or forgotten you. He wants you today. He wants your attention.
And when I start giving him attention and love and worship, amen, I didn't bow down. My strength was all messed up. My life was all confused at that moment. Amen, I felt like a ship right there on the rocks going, I don't know if I can handle it. Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't handle the emotion and the drain and all that? We're humans, folks. Amen. But I want to just tell you, amen, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they're saved. Amen. I'm thankful for the safety in the name. Amen. That you could call on the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of turmoil. Amen. Even as a young person where you don't know what to do or how to do it. Amen. He's going to be there. He's going to be a friend. Even in your old age, the name of Jesus still works. The power of Jesus is still available. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Amen. That unfolding plan of God. Amen. That great unfolding purpose of God is amazing when somebody learns the key of connecting to God. Amen. You know, knowledge has its limits. Sometimes we think, man, we know it. But knowledge has a small hand. Its grasp is too small to contain love. Your love breaks the frame and exceeds the box, and it spills over every mental capacity and everything in our life. We don't understand it. I can't understand the love of God. There's an old song we used to sing, the love of Jesus to me is greater than anything else I ever known. It reaches higher than heavens and reaches deeper. What's it? The love of God is more to me than all this world could ever be. Are you thankful for the love of God tonight? Amen. Would you lift your hands? The love of God is here tonight. Amen. The love of God is here beyond your imagination, beyond your limits, beyond your knowledge. Amen. When knowledge can't even contain it, the love of God is here. Amen. To know this love and to receive it. Amen. Oh, it's such a privilege tonight. Come on. It's not a theory. It's something beautiful. Amen. Just like the incarnation where God became flesh, God's love wants to be incarnated in your life. Amen. God wants to come inside of your life with his love and kindness. Amen. God wants to step into your soul tonight. Come on, the throne of your heart. Amen. Oh, he wants to be there. He wants to take his seat at your life. Come on, the love of God is so high, so deep, so wide. Amen. We can't contain it in our manner. But oh, friend, tonight, how wonderful it is. How great the love of God is. How precious it is. Hallelujah. The angels don't have this kind of power to love God like that. They worship. They cry holy. But they don't have this kind of power. There's an angelic awareness that plays in many references in the New Testament. Key passages where 1 Peter said the angels desired to look into and it talks about the prophets of old searched diligently concerning the grace and salvation. Prophets could see it from afar off, but they could not quite understand it, the word of God says. And the angels were there when God created humanity. They saw everything. And they watched humanity and its failures, faults, and they watched the love of God. When God said, I'm going to destroy. But there was one that found grace in the eyes of the Lord named Noah, and God gave him a plan of escape. And I'm thankful that God today, with love and grace, has given you and I a plan of escape. Amen. We got to run to Jesus. We got to put his plan into action. And his plan is not so costly. His plan is not so out of bounds.
His plan is not so difficult that you can't do it. His plan is just give him that loving kind attention and affection from your soul. The scripture says here that the angels desire to look into this. As you begin to study this, there's something fascinating that the angels, the heavenly beings, they look with fascination at the plan of God being revealed in your life. Something that causes your response. They look at that and they say, look, they're responding to God. What makes man respond to God like that? Connect to God. There's something amazing about it. This begins to show us even in the book of Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 10, says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. This shows me that angels are not just spectators, but they're emotionally invested at what happens when God's redemptive story is done in our life. They rejoice over individual victory of repentance when somebody overcomes sin. I want to tell you today in this place, I mean, the angels are amazed. And the great fans and the grandstands of heaven, they look not just as spectators. They're not just watching with scrutiny, but they're watching with awe and amazement. And they're watching with such joy in their heart that they can rejoice when somebody makes a turn. I'm glad tonight that we're on the Lord's side. Amen. And the angels are saying to somebody tonight that has given God their love and their affection and their attention to God. And when somebody obeys God and obeys the things of God, the Bible begins to speak about the angels rejoicing over one sinner that turns to God. I wonder what angels are doing tonight when a young person in this place begins to worship God with a fervency, with a pure heart. I wonder what happens when an elder that has walked this walk, amen, and lived for God, amen, the great angel host, what happens when you make a choice in the house of God and say, God, I come to crown you. I come to step out of my normal. I come to make a great sacrifice and worship you, even though I'm hurting, even though I'm weary. I come to praise you in spite of pain. Amen. I come to honor you in spite of all the feelings and emotions. I come to crown you because you're my God. Something happens there. Paul even says this in 1 Corinthians. He said, I think that God has set us forth at the last as we appointed. We're made a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. We're on display, and that word spectacle there, it's like we're in an arena. And again, the angels are looking in. And they're not just watching you and sitting and just being entertained. But they're rallying with you. They're rallying for you because they worship God. And when they see you please God, it pleases them. And the angels in heaven begin to rejoice and they begin to rally you. Make that move. Come on, make that move, saint. Make that move, young lady. Make that move, young man. Little boy, make that move tonight. Amen. Oh, I wonder what the rally of heaven is tonight. Even looking down in this congregation, what is heaven saying tonight? Will it be that the heavens are saying, come on, Apostolic Lighthouse, lift up the banner. Come on, if you only knew what God has for you, if you only knew what God's trying to get over to you, come on, open the door of your heart. Get out of your box, so to speak, and let God have his way in your life. They can see what we can't see. I wonder what they would tell us tonight if we could tune into the rallying. What would happen tonight if we understood the glory that's been proclaimed and the things that God has available for us? Amen. Oh, it would change our whole life. Because from the very beginning of time, God's desire and God's design has been to unfold his glory in lives.
And tonight, in the great scheme and plan of God, amen, God has chosen you. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, begins to reflect 11th chapter of Hebrews. It talks about the heroes. And he said there's a great cloud of witnesses, both in heaven and earthly witnesses. People that have gone to the grave that fought for this truth. And people that loved and plowed and planted and harvested and established things that we could be where we're at today. But more than that, the Bible says a great cloud of witness. Amen. To watch you that have handled the truth and tasted of it. And those that have treasured the truth. When you love God and treasure the things of God. Amen. It's amazing. It goes beyond your little simple life. Amen. It goes beyond just this little time on earth. Amen. There's something powerful. Something eternal. Amen. Something that engages the people. Amen. The angelic beings. Amen. That are watching. That causes them to be amazed. I come to tell somebody it's worth living for God. It's worth being sold out. It's worth having a made up mind tonight. Amen. It's worth marching on. It's worth continuing. It's worth staying in the fight. It's worth taking all the punches. It's worth being there for God. The scripture says, be not weary in well doing, you shall reap. If you faint not. Amen. Tonight in this place, God wants you to realize, amen, when you stand for him, he'll stand for you. Amen. Reap if you faint not. Somebody in this house tonight, you may be weary. And you've been doing well. And you think God is not really taking account. But I want to tell you, amen, if the angels could visit with you tonight, amen, what would they tell you about living for God? What they would tell you tonight about staying in the fight and living for God? They know, friend, amen, they know the things of life, but how beautiful it is, the great plan of God when it unfolds, his glory unfolds, amen, when the church gets into that glory realm, amen, of living for God. It's more than just a church service, but when they see you take something with you tomorrow and the next couple days in the battlefield of your life, where you're in the front of the battle line and the heat and the arrows of sin and the arrows of temptation and the arrows of the world are coming against you and the wind is blowing and things are coming against you. How wonderful it is when they see you raise up that mighty shield and raise up that mighty banner and take your sword and apply the things of God. How wonderful it is when somebody, instead of doing something foolish, amen, they stop, not knowing what else to do. And they reach the end of all they know how to do. And they say that loving name, Jesus. They don't call out, oh, Jesus, help me. Or I'm going to quit you. They don't try to make a deal with God. Now, God, if you don't do it, I'm not going to do for you. Nope. With love, they begin to say, Jesus. You're beautiful and holy. Jesus, you're mighty. I wonder, somebody tonight, God wants to prove his love to you. Somebody in the midst right now in this congregation. Amen. In fact, just to make it comfortable for everybody. Amen. I wonder if we can lift our hands and close our eyes. I don't want you to say it loud, but I want you to just whisper the name of Jesus. Come on, he's here tonight, and he's come to give you peace. He's come to give you assurance. He's come to give you worth. Hallelujah. Lord, come on, while you have a chance tonight, amen, come on, you can't see. Amen, you don't know what your tomorrow holds. But while you have that opportunity, amen, right now, how beautiful it is to invest and to cash in. Somebody go ahead and cash in tonight. Come on, say his name. Love his name. Love him right now. Love him. Come on. The hell don't want you to do this tonight. Hell don't want you to worship him. Hell don't want you to love him. Hell don't want you to connect to him. Hell don't want you to bless God. Hell don't want those things to happen, because when you do, hell knows that you become a threat to hell. Come on, somebody talk to him. Somebody whisper to him, Jesus. If you don't have nothing else to say, you can say his name. Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's a scripture that says every knee's going to bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But on that other side, when that happens, the name of Jesus and the lordship of Jesus Christ and their confession that he is Lord, you look at it, it seems that it does no avail for their salvation of their soul. It's just a bowing, an acknowledgement, and a realization that they should have done it. Tonight, I get to do it. I get to worship God. I get to bless God. I get to step before his throne. I get to bow before him. When's the last time you got on your knees and said, you know, God, I just want to bow before you. I just want to worship you. I just want to adore you. Amen. I'm telling you, if you've got knee problems and injuries where it's hard for you to get up, it's a hard sacrifice sometimes just to bow. Amen. But, you know, it convicts me when I see, amen, and I've read so many times about people in foreign countries. Amen. They feel that they had to crawl on broken glass. Yes. Broken glass in the country of Brazil and the Philippines. I'm sorry. Amen. They would crawl on their knees, feeling that they got to suffer in order to really honor God. I want to tell you, it's not a suffering. Amen. It's not a suffering that I don't have to bleed. I don't have to hurt myself. I don't have to do those things to honor God. Amen. I'm thankful that he bled and he suffered that I could come boldly before his throne. And even when I can't bow my knee, even when I can't get on my knees and bow my head before God, I'm thankful that I could bow my heart and reach to my God with a sacred honor. That there's a place in my heart, amen, where I shut every door of everything else, amen, and say, God, I welcome you and I worship you. I wonder tonight in this service, is there somebody in the house? Amen. It's been a while since you've really been in that place called the throne room. Amen. Where you really bowed and felt the love of God, the grace of God, the power of his mercy. Come on, this is more than just a gesture. It's more than just us tonight just coming and just going through the motion of a ceremony in a church service. No, tonight we come to touch God. We come to bless God. We come to let that banner and the glory of God unfold in our life, because we found the secret of the Lord is when man begins to love God back for what he's done. I can remember being a young person, 8, 9, 10 years old. I was very shy. And when I got in front of people, I could not pray. I could not. I could not. People would come to pray for me and I would shut down. And I can remember June the 2nd, 1980, at that little youth camp in Flatwoods, Louisiana, there in that service. And it was a service in the middle of the day. That night, I wanted to pray so bad that night before. I wanted to pray so much. People gathered around me and they started praying, and immediately I shut down. I couldn't pray. I couldn't even get a step before God. But that next morning, when the teacher was teaching on the one true God and who he is, while the young people in a little bit, they knew that right after that they was going to play ball. But there was a few there that had tapped into the move of the Holy Ghost. And I stood there with my eyes closed. And somewhere in the transition of the end of that day service, the Spirit of the Lord began to work in my life. Only thing I knew how to do was say, Jesus, I've already asked you to forgive me of my sins, but Lord, would you just help me? I don't know how to receive the Holy Ghost. I don't know how to pray right, even though I was raised in church. I could hear people praying. But you know, their praying don't do me a bit of good if I'm not willing to try. It was in that moment that I felt something started happening. The beauty of the Holy Ghost began to minister to me. Do you know everybody else went and played ball? It was just a few others. I'll never forget there was a man there who was dwarfed. Little bitty man. He was born a dwarf. And I can remember when I came to underneath that pine tree that day, sweated down. Pine straw, pine, red clay all over my sweated white shirt. And I can remember there when my eyes, when I finally opened my eyes, had been speaking in tongues, sopping wet with sweat. There was that little man, Abigail, that was kneeling right next to me. And he had his hand on my shoulders. He had a big smile on his face. And he said, son, you made it. You did it. God did it for you today. And I knew it. Nobody had to tell me. I knew when God came in. It was years later. We were somewhere. I forgot where we were at. We was at a meeting and I looked up. And there was that little man. He didn't remember me from anybody. I was grown and a pastor of a church. And I walked up to him and I said, sir, you don't remember me, but I remember you. And I gave him the date, June the 2nd, 1980, Flatwoods, Louisiana. I said, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And when I came to, you had your hand on my shoulder, kneeling right there next to me. I want to tell you, the grandest moment of my life started, amen, right there when I said yes to God. God has kept me. Oh, I have not batted 100. Amen. I have not done all. I'm telling you, I made mistakes. I've made a fool of myself in many different ways. But I tell you what, God hasn't. God has been faithful. Every time I needed him, amen, he's been a friend. He's been a creator. He's been a God. Amen. That day when God filled me with the Holy Ghost, amen, I didn't have to scream. I didn't have to shout because the presence of God was so near. And me in my little feeble manner, God came through and proved himself. Tonight, the presence of the Lord is in this place very strongly. And God has come tonight to unfold in our lives his plan and purpose. Amen. He's here tonight. Amen. Somebody's storm has been going on pretty strong. Amen. Things and confusions in your mind. Amen. Has been bothering you, bugging you up in your heart and soul. Amen. Things have been happening and you've been wondering, God, what's happening? Why is it happening? Oh, God, you know, your feelings have been very low. And we talked about it the other night on Sunday night that we don't worship because the emotions, even when it's your voice inside of your head that's telling you something, may not be absolute. We're not governing and we're not ruled by our emotions. We're ruled by our love and obedience to the word of God and the ways of God. Tonight in this place, you may not feel a drop. Amen. But I feel the anointing of God for somebody. And I know that when we begin to talk to him and when we bow our heart before God, amen, that the angels of heaven, amen, they look with amazement. Amen. They're looking tonight and proclaiming, go ahead and make that move. Go ahead. Connect again with God. Go ahead, turn it over to him. Come on, the victory's for you tonight. Don't stop short tonight, somebody. Oh, don't waste your time on other things. Don't be distracted by these things. Amen. You're too close to victory. What will the angels tell you tonight? Amen. What will they tell you? What are they saying from the grandstands of heaven tonight? Are they hollering out? Come on, Cody, you're almost there. Come on. Come on, Joe Martin, you're almost there. Don't give in right there. Come on, Joe Atkins. Come on, you're there. Come on. Come on, Rebecca. Come on, Rebecca. Come on, Rebecca, stay in the fight. Victory's yours. Come on, Sharon. Keep on, Sharon. You've been through the storm, but hang on. Come on, stay in. Fight the good fight of faith. Come on, it's for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Close your eyes again with me. The presence of the Lord wants to fill tonight. The glory of God wants to prove tonight. Hallelujah. There's somebody right now that needs a fresh touch in their soul. Somebody needs a fresh new beginning in their life. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, would you just whisper his name right now? Come on, give him opportunity. Give him opportunity tonight. Come on, don't resist God. Amen. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost, don't resist God. Amen. Don't resist opportunity. Amen. Oh, I've been in too many places where somebody just thought they
they could and push God away. Don't push him off tonight. Amen. Come on, use some wisdom. Amen. God is wanting to woo you before his throne. God has so much for you. Amen. Oh, friend, come on, get what God has for you right now. Somebody open up that heart. Open up that door tonight and say, God, I come to you. I run to you. I come before your throne room. Come on, the veil has been ripped. Amen. The door is wide open for you tonight. Amen. Why not come? Why not bow? Why not open your heart? Why not say, here am I, God? Yes. Amen. Yes, God. The Lord is trying to speak to you. The Lord is trying to reach to you. Amen. The Lord is trying to touch you tonight. And God has something for your soul. Amen. Somebody call on him. Come on. The name of the Lord is that strong and mighty tower. I'm amazed tonight. There should have been an elder that pushed their way to the front. Amen. Amen. I felt in the service that should be somebody, an elderly person, that come and force, amen, their way to the throne and say, God, I need you. Come on. I want our elderly saints to make a greater move than what I've been seeing as a pastor. Amen. I'm telling you, the closer you get to the finish line, you need to push your way to it. Amen. Hallelujah. It ought not be an option. Don't let emotions rule you. Don't let things ruin your opportunity. Come on. While you got chances, while you got opportunity, amen, press your way. Press your way. Come on. Amen. Get to the place that you're an example to our young people. They need their elders to wise up and rise up and be, amen, somebody for them. Amen. Come on, saints of God, let's pray. Let's talk to the master tonight.
When you seek his face,
come on, he's here.
He'll draw near to us. In the presence of
a holy God. Come on, behold his face.
In the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of the Lord.
Come on, you can find
that's
him.
That's where you'll find everything.
Everything you need.
That you need.
Seek his face.
When you seek. Draw near to us in the presence of
a holy God. Come on, if you don't know how to pray, just whisper his name tonight. Come on, say his name.
In the presence of the Lord.
Come on, bow your heart tonight. Come on, he cleanses, he heals, he ministers tonight. When the angels of heaven look in tonight,
his face, he'll draw near to us in the presence of
a holy God.
In the presence of the Lord,
in the presence of the Lord.
That's where you'll find everything that you need. When we seek his face, he'll draw near to us in the presence of a holy God. My soul.
Him right now. Love the Lord. Don't be distracted right now. Love the Lord. Go ahead.
He'll draw near
When you love him, something starts happening. Come on, he wants your love tonight. Don't let condemnation pull you to that guilty place. When God's, come on, his hand is reaching. Come on, love the Lord, saint. Come on, sister, love God. Hallelujah. Lord, I love and I worship you, Jesus.
Presence so sweet, Lord, I kneel at your feet. Take me to the holy place. Take me to the holy place. Lord, I bow at your throne.
Jesus, there's still grace and goodness tonight. Hallelujah. Him is worth it.
Bring him all my problems.
All your problems, give it to him.
To Jesus.
gotta get to Jesus.
I know that He's the answer to my
need. Come on, He's here for you tonight.
Get to Jesus.
You stand with us tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see, when you love God, it's more than saying it. It's more than a card to God saying, I love you. It's more than just a Facebook moment. Instagram moment. You ever see people that take pictures together and it looks so great, and you see them together and it's kind of funny because 2 days later after they're just together, looks so beautiful together, they're beating each other up. It's a false platform. God wants the real you, the real love, by you giving Him your attention, your affection, and all about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands again with us. Lord, I love you and I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Thank you for loving me real, with realness and truth. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. God bless you tonight. I want to go to heaven. Amen. Remember Tuesday night, Brother Stevens is going to be preaching for us. How many is going to do your best to bring somebody with you Tuesday night? Please, let's make a great effort. Amen. And look around. You see somebody not here. Brother Kuhn is in Medical Center Hospital. Amen. They need your prayer. Remember them in prayer. Sister Roden tonight was very sick today. Amen. Remember those. Look around. You see somebody not here. Give them a buzz, call, text. Let them know, hey, we love you. Amen. One man told me, he said, listen, every time amen, certain man calls me and gets on to me, don't get on. Call them and encourage them. Come on. Amen. Be there for that person. God bless you tonight. Amen. You're dismissed. In Jesus' name, see you Tuesday night.